Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Sean Soho is back with us here on the program from the group Crash Midnight to talk to us not only about their love for music, but what it's been like for them to continually share that with their fans and to see the way that their fans are responding. They're getting ready for a big 2014 with the release of their album, Lost in the City. But right now, there's a lot of music out there that you guys can enjoy, including the single Welcome to Boston. We're going to talk to Sean about that single, why they are donating the proceeds to the One Fund, but also how you can get it for yourself as well. Sean, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus. It's so great to be back here.
Hey, man. The pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you guys again. I mean, on the continual success you've been able to have. You know, as I was prepping for this segment, I was going through some of the photos, and you guys seem to have so much fun when you're up on stage performing, you know, for those who are coming to see you. Talk to me about that experience for you, Sean, what it's been like for you to continually see the way that you all are supported and the way that people are really grabbing hold to the music.
Well, live, this band has always been about the live show. When we got together, we didn't want to be one of those bands that squirrels themselves away in the studio. It was really about the connection with the audience live. And I think it took a little while, but we got ourselves to the point where I think we actually sound better live than we do recorded. and I think we feed off the energy that, you know, how that goes. You feed off the energy that the crowd gives you, and it just it elevates you to a whole nother level.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I think that's a really good point. And you all, you know, you're doing something I think is great, Sean, in this respect as well. Crash Midnight is, as you said, it is about the experience. A lot of times, and there's nothing wrong with, I think, people having a strong online presence. You guys have that as well. But there's nothing like that personal connection, being able to see the reaction to your fans and to see the way that certain songs are responded to. Is that one of the highlights for you, to see the way that people are not only, you know, responding to you, but responding to the music and the singles?
Well, when you start playing and you see the positive feedback, I think music is very unique in that music is based on an emotional experience. You know, it's not sitting down and writing novels or something that's a little bit more of, you know, an academic thing. Music is something that you can only express through, you know, song. And when you hear and see the reactions of the fans, it puts you in a state along with them, and you kind of feed back and forth off of each other. And that's why I say that, you know, live, I think we sound better than in the studio, because in the studio you don't have the same thing to react to. You're, you know, in a little vocal booth or in an ISO chamber someplace. And live, when you're feeling that energy coming back at you, and you're putting everything you have out there and the fans are giving it right back, that's when it just takes your whole performance to another level. And right. To me, that's what this stuff is all about. This is why we got into it.
Well, you know, it's been 2 years. It's hard to believe it's been that long, Sean. It's been 2 years since your last appearance on this program. And, you know, in that time, you know, as I mentioned earlier, not only are you guys doing the live performances, you all are continually to build your online presence. You know, it's one thing, I think, to hear from people who know you, but as you're seeing the posts from all over the place, from people on Facebook and Twitter that are staying in contact with you, you know, is that almost a validation for you, not only of what you all are doing as a group, but also what you all are putting out as artists?
I think it's amazing to see the different countries and all these different people from all different walks of life that are sending us messages. We were talking about this online recently, where we've had to get really good with Google Translate because we have these long messages coming from people that we have to decipher somehow. And it's amazing seeing someone an ocean away or, you know, just even a few states away that you've never actually even played in front of, you know,
right.
That this music connects with them in some way. And they write about, hey, you know, I was listening to this song when I was going through this breakup, or I was listening to this song when, like, I was struggling with this, or, you know, and what's great about the songs is once you release them, they're not yours anymore. They're out there and they belong to everybody that's listening to them. And everybody seems to be able to take something different away from a song, and that's what I think is so great about it. You know,
right.
Whatever they hear, whatever they need to hear at that time, they can pull out of that song, and it can be something completely different from even what you intended it to be. But if it means something to that person at that specific time, that's a win for us, I think.
There you go. Well, you know, you guys actually shared the story when you were with us last time about the name of the group, Crash Midnight. But I think one thing that people may not remember, of course, is where you come from, and that leads us to the single we're going to be listening to. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live after a two-year break from our show. Sean Soho is back with us to talk to us not only about the group Crash Midnight, but all the great things they've been doing since the last time they were on, as well as what is coming up, which we're going to get to here in a moment. You know, there's a single that I think kind of resonates with people in a different way now, because you guys are from Boston. The single, Welcome to Boston. Talk to us about, in the wake of all that city has been through, Sean, why it was important for you guys to not only continue to share music and to share hope, but also to give back in a small way as well.
Well, what's great about this song, and this song does have a story behind it, this was the third song we ever wrote as a band. And it was originally called Nothing to Lose, which we ended up shelving just because the title was a little trite and a little, you know, I think there's about a million people with a song out there called Nothing to Lose. But it was originally written when we were just first starting out, really hungry, not that we're not hungry now, but even more so back then, maybe also physically hungry. And
right.
And it was about this city and about, you know, just the overall grittiness, edginess of this city. The city's always had a chip on its shoulder, and it's, for better or worse, it's definitely something where, you know, if people walk down the street and they eyeball you a little, and it's, you know, you have to have thick skin and you got to be tough to really make it in this city, whether it's in music or anything else. And that was kind of where this song was coming from. And unfortunately, it just hadn't come together when we were recording this album, which was actually when you and I were speaking 2 years ago. And it just sort of, I wish I had the actual, the moment that we crystallized coming out with this new title for it and this new chorus. But the chorus wasn't really happening before, and there was this one aha moment that isn't as lucid to me anymore as the car crash that came up with the name Crash Midnight. But at some point, it just kind of all fell together, and we just heard this chorus in our head, like, you know, why are we beating around the bush here? This song is about Boston. Let's get right out and say it. And we started, we actually convinced our label to let us record it and add it to the album, and that was about a year and a half ago. And so we went back into the studio, we recorded it, threw it on the album, and I think it was probably 6 or 7 months after we had recorded it, you know, everything went down here in Boston, and you know, we were right there with everybody else, glued to our TV sets, you know, watching these police, like, closing down streets and chasing people through neighborhoods that we know really, really well. And it's really tough to, I think it's tough to explain if you weren't here in the city and you don't recognize those neighborhoods that I was just walking there 2 days ago, and now there's,
right.
You know, police cars screaming down the street there. And, you know, and I feel like the whole city really felt like they were all one big community that went through that together. Like, everyone really felt and identified with each other and where they were when all that stuff happened. And, you know, I can't even tell you when they caught that guy, you know, it was just, this huge sigh of relief, and everybody just wanted to come together and figure out some way to do something. The amount of, like, overpouring, you know, support that everyone just wanted to come together and do something. And we called our label and we said, hey, you know, we've got this single. It seems to be catching on. The Bruins are using it for their DJ was playing it during the playoff run. And Boston College football had been using it a little bit in the previous season to this one. And we're like, you know, it's getting some momentum. Can we do something with this? Can we make a donation? I mean, everybody just wanted to figure out some way to help, and we wanted to
right.
do something in our own small way to do that. And it was just amazing the how quickly things caught on. And that actually ended up leading into our social media. It was around the same time that we started our Twitter. We finally figured that out. And in about 8 months, we went from 1,000 or so people on there to now we have like 160,000 or something, some ridiculous
yeah.
amount of people just that found out about us one way or another, and a lot of them found out through this song.
Yeah. It's a powerful message, and I think, too, there's a lot that we can all learn from that and what the group decided there, Sean, which we'll talk about. But for those who have not had a chance to hear the single yet, why don't you do us the honors of introducing it for us?
Well, this is the best that we could crystallize this city. This is Welcome to Boston.
Here on Conversations Live. It's a song that, of course, takes on a lot of great meaning now. We're joined by Sean Soho. He's been talking with us not only about what inspired the group to be able to revamp the single, but also, of course, what they're doing and being able to make a difference using it. Sean, isn't there a bigger message here for us? Because I think a lot of times during any type of difficulty that we have in life or in the world, we look at things and sometimes we feel helpless because maybe we can't start a foundation or maybe, you know, we can't, you know, ship food. But it isn't really the example of what you guys did as a group, it's really to all of us saying just do what you can.
I think that's really it, and you beat me to it. It's you do what you can. You bring everything that you can to the table to try to make a difference in your own way. And for us, this song wasn't, you know, some melancholy song. This is about Boston, you know. This is about us against the world mentality, and if you want to screw with us, just like David Ortiz said out there on the field that day, you know, this is our city. And
right.
I don't think that there's any better way to describe it than how we tried to do it there and just say, hey, listen, you know, we don't put up with any crap from anybody.
Exactly. I think a great message for all of us. So you guys, as
yeah.
I mentioned, are gearing up for a great 2014 as well. Lost in the City is the title of the album. Talk to us a little bit about what you hope that listeners will be able to take away from it.
Well, what I love about this album, and this album has songs that are 5 years old, 7 years old, songs that were written even before the Crash Midnight became Crash Midnight, before Bo totaled the car. So this is almost a greatest hit CD. Because we have been around, you know, I remember reading or listening to an interview that that Fun gave at one point, just saying like, yeah, you know, this might be the first time we're blowing up here, but we've been around for a long time. And sometimes that can be great for a debut album, I think, because it really is a best of. This is all the songs that made it through the ringer, and, you know, the other ones kind of faded away, and now we've got kind of the best that we can put forward right now. And I think if you like Welcome to Boston, or if you like our radio single is 151. If you like any of those songs, you're really going to like the rest of the album. It's not going to be something that's going to surprise you with, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, this left turn and odd other songs or filler in there. Every single one of these songs, if you like our main singles, you're going to continue to like.
There you go. Well, let our listeners know then, Sean, how they can stay in contact with you guys, and of course, being able to know when they'll be able to get Lost in the City as well.
Well, we've actually become way better at staying in contact with people online. We're never a big online group, but now they've taught us. And if you want to catch up with us on Twitter, it's just @CrashMidnight. We made it as simple as possible. And what we decided to do on Twitter, which it wasn't always supported by everyone else, but we've decided to follow anybody that follows us back. Because I think it's a two-way street. Music's always been a give and take, and just like those live shows, you know, we're going to give it out to you guys are going to give it back to us. So we followed all our fans back, and it's great watching everything that they post. It, you know, cracks us up all the time, all the funny, witty things that these people that, you know, they're not involved in showbiz, and some of their comments are way funnier than the other stuff that we come up with. So, you know, you can catch up with us on Twitter, and we've also made our Facebook profiles public to anybody that wants to catch up with us on there. So if you go to, see if I can get this right, it's the facebook.com/CrashMidnight. If you catch up with us on there, you can find all of our individual profiles. We love it when you guys send us questions. If they're in another language, we will translate them and do the best that we can. and that's the best way to catch up with us online. And then obviously, you know, when you see a concert and you're in town, we would love to see you at the concert, and we will be happy to talk with you and hang out with you and party with you until the wee hours of the morning when you guys show up at our shows.
All right, so a lot of great ways to stay in contact with the group, CrashMidnight.com, of course, the website, but also @CrashMidnight is where you guys can find them on Twitter, and Crash Midnight on Facebook as well. You know, and you're exactly right. You guys do stay in contact with your fans there. You talked about even this conversation there and shared that, which we appreciate. You know, and Sean, it goes without saying, you guys are welcome back here anytime. We'd love to check back in with you when the official release happens and have you kind of preview some of the singles on here for us.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to. We're right now they're kind of nailing down a release date in the spring here based on radio, so I don't have a real solid date to give you yet, but look it for like early spring. Within the first 3 months of 2014, we should be getting going here.
All right. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. Again, Sean Soho, everyone of the group, Crash Midnight. Make sure you guys do get that single, Welcome to Boston, knowing that the proceeds are going to a great cause. You can find the details, again, on their website at CrashMidnight.com, as well as the links to their other pages, such as a Reverb Nation as well. You can find there as well. Continued success to you guys, Sean, and looking forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. It's great being here.
All right, man, it's great to have you back on with us, and great to have all of our listeners with us as well. Now, no matter how you're listening to us, either on the radio side or online through blogtalkradio.com or out of Milwaukee at creamcityradio.com, if you guys came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free or share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.